Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, we are in the Ayyam-e Fatimiyya. These are the days between 2 days which have been narrated as having been the days in which the lady Fatima salamullah alayha was martyred and she passed away. And here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this grave and very solemn and very sad day. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following, enumerating the various names and designations and epithets of the Lady Fatima. He said, Fatima, salutations of Allah be upon her, has 9 names before Allah. She has 9 names. These are names, indallah, as he says, meaning that these are names, this probably infers to the fact that these are names which God Almighty, He Himself bestowed upon her. The first is Fatima. The second is Siddiqa. Now each of these names, obviously, and designations, it points to the virtues, one of the virtues and one of the good traits of that great woman, that great lady. The first is Fatima. Now, the word Fatima, it's been narrated in one of the hadiths that the Prophet said, my daughter was named Fatima because Allah Mighty and Exalted has weaned her and has weaned those who love her from the fire. Right? So this is the meaning of this name. The second is As-Siddiqa. Siddiqa means the veracious one, the truthful one. So this implies that her truthfulness and her veracity. The third is Al-Mubaraka, the blessed one. Now barakat is a very delicate concept. Barakat means for something small to have, or something that seems to be very insignificant, to have a lot of good results and consequences. The next, which is the fourth name, is At-Tahira, the clean, the purified. The fifth is Az-Zakiyya, the pure. The next is Ar-Raziyya. Raziyya means the content, the one who is content with what Allah has preordained for her, and with also the content, the one who is content with God. The next is Al-Marziya, the one who pleases Allah, the ones whose actions and traits pleases Allah. And the next is Al-Muhaddisa, the one who speaks to angels, or Muhaddasa. Muhaddasa, the one who is spoken to by angels. And finally is Az-Zahra, the radiant one, the luminous one. These are all of the beautiful names and dispositions and traits of the Lady Fatima. Salamullah alayha. Thank you once again for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the names and traits of the Lady Fatima. Salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد